A new federal order has created a national freeze on evictions until the end of the year for most renters facing coronavirus hardships. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, housing advocates worry it may not go far enough, and landlords say it doesn't provide them any relief.
A national housing safety net protection, which banned evictions from properties with federally backed mortgages, expired at the end of July. And it wasn't until the end of August that these landlords could file for an eviction because the moratorium required a 30-day notice period. So, housing advocates say this week's federal order came just in time to stave off an expected onslaught of new filings. Cindy Edinoff with Memphis Area Legal Services says a potential wave of homelessness has so far been averted.
It's huge because kids are in school. If you're doing school at home, which is what Shelby County is doing, then what do you do? I mean, if you're out on the street.
But others worry the new order only delays mass evictions unless the federal government comes up with more money to help renters. To qualify for eviction protection, individuals have to make less than $99,000, have no other housing options, and have COVID-specific reasons for not being able to pay rent. Attorney Ben Sisman says the order puts an unfair burden on his clients, landlords. They also have bills to pay and risk defaulting on their mortgages. Under the new moratorium, tenants are expected to try to at least make partial payments until they can pay the full rent amount. But Sisman fears that won't happen.
So we're looking at people who owe thousands of dollars of rent, and the expectation is that at the end of this, they're not going to have the money and they're not going to be able to pay. And then where are the landlords going to be?
Shelby County's Eviction Settlement Fund is working to get some money in the hands of landlords whose tenants have fallen behind on rent. $2 million in CARES Act money is available to make renegotiated rent payments. Edinoff hopes the new freeze on evictions encourages more landlords to accept settlements like these.
The landlords have a right to collect rent. The act does nothing to negate that right, but realistically, this could be sort of a everybody gives a little bit, everybody gets a little bit situation.
So far, Edinoff says the settlement fund has about 2,000 cases in the works. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.